AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Palestinian Authority's prime minister is calling on the Biden administration to press Israel on a two-state solution. But the head of the Hamas militant group is rejecting any post-war plan for Gaza that would not include Hamas. Karen Shamas has more.
Ismail Haniyeh, the militant group's supreme leader, has said any plans for Gaza that do not involve Hamas are an illusion and mirage. The US wants the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority, led by Mahmoud Abbas, which administers parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank, to also govern Gaza. The US also wants to revive the long-defunct peace process to negotiate the creation of a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is firmly opposed to Palestinian statehood and has said it will maintain open-ended security control over Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin sounding emboldened. He held a year-end news conference in which he said there will be no peace with Ukraine until Moscow achieves its goals, adding they're unchanged after nearly 2 years of fighting. In this country, retail sales rose 0.3% in November. Economists had been expecting a drop. And Sagar Magani reports the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits has fallen again.
Applications were down 19,000 last week for a total of 202,000, fewer than analysts expected. It's more proof the jobs market remains strong despite elevated prices and high interest rates. Still, inflation has fallen sharply from troubling highs after the Federal Reserve's fastest rate boost campaign in 40 years.
No one is declaring victory. That would be premature.
Chair Jerome Powell's Fed yesterday kept its benchmark rate unchanged for a third straight time and expects to start cutting rates next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mortgage rates mixed, the rate on a 30-year dropping below 7%, Freddie Mac, but the 15-year edged higher. This is AP News. It seems few Americans are excited about a potential rematch of the 2020 election.
About half of Democrats who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research said they would be very or somewhat satisfied if President Joe Biden became the party's 2024 nominee. Two-thirds of Republicans polled said they would be satisfied with former President Donald Trump as the Republican nominee. But among all the adults surveyed, 56% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Biden as the Democratic presidential nominee, and 58% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Trump as the GOP nominee. Of all the adults surveyed, only 42% said they have a favorable view of Biden, and 36% said the same of Trump. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.